This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Jeff Van West reporting for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Scott Denstead, a former meteorologist for the National Weather Service and a current CFI specializing in aviation weather. He has just launched a new website dedicated to weather instruction for pilots. How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thanks.
You made the switch from meteorologist to flight instructor. How did that happen?
When I was a kid, I always wanted to get into meteorology and weather. That was always my fascination. But I also wanted to learn to fly and just decided, hey, I'm not getting any younger here, so I wanted to get my private pilot certificate. And then just through an act of training after training after training, I got certificate after certificate. You know, 11 years ago, I started this process, and a couple years after that, here I am now as an instrument flight instructor.
So as an instructor, you brought your background as a meteorologist, and obviously it made you all set to be an expert in aviation weather. Why did you create this website? What was the need for something like this?
Well, you know, as I was training to become a pilot, I was just really amazed at what the actual information that a pilot was expected to know. I mean, which wasn't much at all, especially pilots working on instrument rating. They were making these long cross-country trips, and all they had to do was make a call to a flight service station specialist. It didn't matter at all, you know, whether they looked at weather, you know, took a peek at any weather charts. Somehow the FAA just says, you know, making a phone call was good enough. I really couldn't believe that any pilot could fly safely, especially when weather got challenging. So I also noticed there weren't really many resources available for pilots to get their weather training short of getting a degree in meteorology. And given my background in training, I launched an effort in 2003 and developed a couple of weekend workshops for pilots and also developed a couple of CD-ROMs, which eventually evolved into my newest creation, aviationweatherworkshops.com.
So what's on the site? Can you explain it to me?
Well, there's lots of different possibilities here. If you are become a member, really have three options. You can become a subscriber, and basically you get all the free stuff. You get my free e-tips of the week, my free quarterly e-newsletter, and any free workshops that I offer. If you become a member, then you get all my workshops, my basic member workshops, as part of that membership. And most of these workshops are on the order of 15 minutes in length or so. And each week, about every 7 to 10 days, I'm going to offer a new workshop to all the subscribers out there that basically have paid for a membership. And the goal here is to get pilots more focused on various weather topics that they probably haven't explored yet, and even some that they have explored where it's not taught very well to pilots. So essentially, a pilot would log in to their account. They would get online, and they would scan through the workshops they have interest in, and they click on a workshop, and it starts, opens up a brand new browser window of which they can watch the flash-based workshop. And at the end of the workshop, I give you a little short quiz to test your comprehension of the material. So normally within a 10 to 15-minute period, you've done a workshop, and then you can go to the next one if you want or come back the next day. I've also got the ability to have a feedback methodology here, too. So it's not just you get the workshop, but you also get the ability to ask me questions. I have a forum called the Weather Report that you can actually ask questions about a specific workshop or any aviation weather topic whatsoever.
Now, at 10 to 15 minutes per workshop, I mean, that's pretty brief. Can you give me an example of what a 15-minute weather topic would be and what the takeaway would be for a pilot, what they would learn in 15 minutes that would be useful on their next flight?
Yeah, in many cases, a lot of our understanding about weather is very broad-based and not really focused on a particular subject. For instance, I make a lot of trips with instrument students. I go all over the country, and I've run into a lot of interesting weather along the way. And so what I do is I capture a lot of the weather that we do our flight planning in ahead of time, and I may even take some pictures while we're en route, and then I compare all that once we get on the ground. So I capture all that information, and I can wrap it up into a workshop and actually give it to another pilot and say, here's the decisions we made for this particular flight. Here's the weather products we used to help make those decisions. So it may be just an introductory kind of thing to, say, we were departing an airport and we got into some convective situation, or, you know, hey, what route should we take? Should we take the northern route or southern route, and why? So these workshops will tend to focus a lot on flight planning kind of issues, which you don't see in any book or text or magazine article, and you certainly don't see it coming out of the FAA-based kind of training. So that's really valuable to the pilot.
What's this one-on-one training that you offer? Tell me some more about that.
Well, the one-on-one training is basically that. I found that over the years, I was doing workshops. I was going out to pilots in various different cities around the country, doing a weekend boot camp of weather, if you can imagine that, where we would do 2 days of intense weather training. And I realized that after a while, I was doing a lot of traveling, and the program was really becoming a little bit more difficult to market to pilots. So I jumped back and got into the internet world, because I can do basically the same kind of training, except literally, you know, over the internet. So I can bring up a GoToMeeting session and train pilots literally one-on-one if I wanted to, or in small groups. And the advantage there is that they can get the one-on-one attention just like if I was a ground instructor showing up at a flight school. And they can do that and ask me questions, and I can share my screen, completely share my screen with the pilot, so they can see what I see, so I can share a presentation, or I can share an internet web browser, so that way we can go through a pre-flight analysis that way. It's really an advantage. Now, I do my weekend weather workshop online now, and it takes about 17 weeks. I might say 17 weeks, that's a long time, but we do 1 hour, one night a week over that 17-week period. And the goal there is that I know that my student is probably going to make several cross-country trips during that 17-week period, and we try to integrate their flights basically into that particular training session. So that way, they get a good pre-flight review, plus they learn how to do the process properly. So it really helps them integrate the training that they're receiving through the one-on-one element.
You've been doing this in person and over the internet for several years now, even though the website is new. Has anyone ever come back to you and give you a story of, you know, that totally saved my bacon, or Scott, you were completely off base here and I ended up in weather I didn't expect? How has it played out in the real world?
Well, actually, it's played out very successfully. I get a little worried any time we go through a pre-flight briefing with a pilot, just because my job is not to do their weather briefing. My job is to do training. So I try to keep all this at the training level. So sometimes we don't even get through completely through a pre-flight briefing because we're going through a lot of training aspects of it. But I do tend to worry, and I tend to follow them on FlightAware, watch them progress along and see what kind of decisions they make based on altitude and route. I always tell them when they get on the ground, give me a call, because I'd really like to know what happened. And I have to say, 95% of the time, they come back and say, the weather was just like what we saw online. And if I can continually, consistently do that and get that answer back, I've basically done my job as an instructor.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us, Scott. Again, you want to give us the address for that website?
Yeah, it's http://AV WX Workshops.com.
And if people want to see a free workshop, there's one available on the website, or if you happen to browse through the AvWeb website or YouTube, you can see a piece of the workshop there.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.